Our guest today, Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst Brian Strawman. Brian, the grains closed a bit lower across the board here today. What did you see?
Yeah, we saw some pressure across the board here, Tyler. And you look at the beans, making new contract lows today, new lows in the soybean meal market this morning, and the bean oil was down, and that also added some pressure to the soybean complex. The crush numbers were below estimates for November, and they were still a record, but again, they came in below estimates, and that added some additional weakness today. You look at the favorable weather conditions in Brazil, but there are a few dry pockets in Argentina. We'll continue to watch that moving forward. But for the most part, good weather in South America, and we just see some weakness in beans. Corn was slightly lower again today. Mexico did come in and buy some corn, but just not a lot of other fresh news out there. The Fed will release their interest rate decisions again tomorrow, and that'll be important for the direction of the dollar and the energy markets. And speaking of the dollar, again, you look at the wheat market with the strength in the dollar. We've seen the lowest close in the past 4 days, or lower close, I should say, and the lack of demand continues to weigh on that complex as well.
Okay, how about on the cattle side?
The live cattle had a downside reversal yesterday, a little more follow-through today. We opened mixed and just kind of traded lower in these front months. Again, we have a cattle on feed report Friday, and we're waiting for that cash to trade to give us some additional direction. So we'll see more positioning here as the week moves along with that cattle on feed report. Feeder cattle having a strong day, up triple digits. You look at the Oklahoma market, up $5 to $10 to start the week. Futures are at a discount to the cash index, and demand is strong, and that continues to support the feeder cattle. The lean hogs, we again saw some follow-through selling, drop below that 50-day moving average. The funds held a record long position, and it appears that they're lightening up on those positions as well, and a declining cash and cutout values, again, adding some weakness to the lean hogs.
Jeez. Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst Brian Strawman.